Good to Great, Disc 6.
The Technology Trap. Two incidents stand out in my mind as I write this chapter. The first is Time magazine's selection in 1999 of Albert Einstein as Person of the 20th Century. If you frame the Person of the Century selection around the question, how different would the world be today if that person had not existed, the choice of Einstein is surprising compared to leaders like Churchill, Hitler, Stalin, and Gandhi, people who truly changed the course of human history, for better or worse. Physicists point out that the scientific community would have reached an understanding of relativity with or without Einstein, perhaps 5 years later, certainly 10, but not 50. The Nazis never got the bomb, and the Allies would have won the Second World War without it, although it would have cost more Allied lives. Why did Time pick Einstein? In explaining their selection, Time editors wrote, "It's hard to compare the influence of statesmen with that of scientists. Nevertheless, we can note that there are certain eras that were most defined by their politics, others by their culture, and others by their scientific advances. So, how will the 20th century be remembered? Yes, for democracy, and yes, for civil rights. But the 20th century will be most remembered for its earth-shaking advances in science and technology, which advanced the cause of freedom in some ways more than any statesman did. In a century that will be remembered foremost for its science and technology, one person stands out as the paramount icon of our age, Albert Einstein." In essence, the Time editors didn't pick the person of the century so much as they picked the theme of the century, technology and science, and attached the most famous person to it. Interestingly, just a few days before the Einstein announcement, Time announced its Person of the Year for 1999. Who did it pick? None other than the poster child of e-commerce, Jeff Bezos of Amazon.com, reflecting yet again our cultural obsession with technology-driven change. Let me be clear. I neither agree nor disagree with Time's choices. I simply find them interesting and illuminating because they give us a window into our modern psyche. Clearly, a key item in our collective mind is technology and its implications. Which brings me to the second incident. Taking a short break from the rigors of writing this book, I traveled to Minnesota to teach sessions at the Masters Forum. The Masters Forum has held executive seminars for nearly 15 years, and I was curious to know which themes appeared repeatedly over those years. "One of the consistent themes," said Jim Erickson and Patty Griffin Jensen, program directors, "is technology, change, and the connection between the two." "Why do you suppose that is?" I asked. "People don't know what they don't know," they said, "and they're always afraid that some new technology is going to sneak up on them from behind and knock them on the head. They don't understand technology, and many fear it. All they know for sure is that technology is an important force of change and that they'd better pay attention to it."